Oh, yeah. It's time for The Ladies' Man.
Yeah, what's happening? And welcome to The Ladies' Man, the love line with all the right responses to your romantic queries. I'm Leon Felton. How y'all doing tonight? Yeah? That's good. I'm doing really good because I got my Cavassier right here. And tonight, I want to talk about the movies. Now, I don't mean the big Hollywood blockbusters with their cheap laughs and car crashes. No, I mean the sophisticated and intelligent films. Good old-fashioned ones with ladies wearing no underpants. That's right, it's time once again for The Ladies' Man's Wonderful World of Adult and Erotic Cinema. I'm talking about pornos. Yeah, that was cool. Tonight, I will be joined by a very special celebrity guest critic. You probably know her from her work in the classic 1976 film, Skanks on Skates. Please welcome adult cinema star Rhoda Girl. Yeah.
Hi.
Have a seat.
Okay.
It is so nice to have you here.
It's my pleasure, Leon.
Yes, now tell the people why you're tonight's guest critic.
Well, because last night you said if I had sex with you, then you put me on the show.
Yeah. And?
Oh, yeah. Well, tonight on the show, we're going to be looking at four classic adult films newly released on video from my favorite era of the 70s.
Yeah, that's right. Now, our first film is a 1977 release called An Officer and a Genital Man.
It stars Candy Buxom, Fifi LaTouche, and Barney Penis.
Yeah, Barney Penis, that is not a very inventive porn name, but he is a terrific actor, which is why I really wanted to like this movie more. But, you know, the continuity was bad and so distracting, it took away from a very promising storyline about an officer's genitals.
Well, Leon, I liked it. It had a classic soundtrack, some inventive camera work, and a lot of doggy style.
Yeah, well, but there is such a thing as too much doggy style. Wait a second, what did I just say? That is absolutely crazy. You're right, Roller Girl, this is a great film.
Now, our next film is a gripping drama about crooked cops on the take and the one man on the force willing to stand up to them. Plus, they hump a lot.
Yeah, that's right. It's called The Mod Squat.
Now, I, for one, love this movie, but I bet you didn't like it, Leon.
Au contraire, bonjour. I love this movie. And strangely enough, it was because of the non-pornographic moments, like in this clip here.
Let's take a look.
Yeah. Yeah, well, you know, that is the longest non-pornographic moment in the film, so. But right after that part, the Mod Squad got into some serious squatting, so.
Yeah, I didn't see what you meant. That scene was very dramatic and well acted. Now, our next movie is a bit of an odd choice. I don't think it's an adult film. It stars Bill Murray, and it's called Meatballs. Did you pick this one, Leon?
Yes, I did. You see, when I first rented it, I thought it was an adult film. I mean, it is called Meatballs, you know? But then I watched it, and this is one of the funniest movies ever made. I'm serious. If you like to laugh, do yourself a favor and rent Meatballs. Okay, Roller Girl, now, our last film is very special for me because you are in it. It is called, Faith Knockers.
That's right, Leon. In it, I play Princess Labia from the planet Bubula. I am sent to Earth to have sex with every man.
Yeah, this film is a lost gem. I simply loved it. Especially your famous monologue in which you say goodbye to the men of planet Earth.
Well, a lot of people ask me to do that speech.
Well, it's some of the best writing I've ever seen. Would you please do us a favor and do it tonight? Please, please. This is gonna be good.
People of the Earth, when I was transmorted from planet Fubula to your magnificent blue ball, my intentions were purely erotic. When I first arrived, I came in peace. Now, with the help of you, Mr. President, and you, the pool cleaner, and you, the field hockey team, I have enough sexual energy to organically transmortify my way back to Boobula. I will miss you, Earthlings. I will miss your dongs. Goodbye.
Yeah, that was great. It's just that every time I hear that speech, I think, why couldn't she stay? Why does she have to go back to Boobula?
Well, it's okay. I come back 9 more times.
Yeah, I know. I was in 3 of those movies. Well, anyways, we are out of time here. Thank you, Roller Girl, for being here. It's a pleasure, really. And I will see you next time on The Ladies' Man.